Listen now to God's holy word. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. You have followed my teaching, way of life, purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, and suffering such as happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, persecutions that I endured. Yet from all these things the Lord delivered me. In fact, all who want to live religiously in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. But wicked people and charlatans will go from bad to worse, deceivers and deceived. But you, remain faithful to what you have learned and believe, because you know from whom you learned it, and that from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for refutation, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that one who belongs to God may be competent, equipped for every good work. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Though my persecutors and my foes are many, I turn not away from your decrees. O Lord, great peace have those who love your law. Permanence is your word's chief trait. Each of your just ordinances is everlasting. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. Those who love your law have great peace, and for them there is no stumbling block. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. I wait for your salvation, O Lord, and your commands I fulfill. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. I keep your precepts and your decrees, for all my ways are before you. O Lord, great peace have they who love your law. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was teaching in the temple area, he said, "How do the scribes claim that the Christ is the son of David? David himself, inspired by the Holy Spirit, said, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet.' David himself calls him Lord. So how is he his son?" The great crowd heard this with delight. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we hear God tell us how we need to be faithful to his word, how we need to read the Bible, right? Here again, St. Paul's talking to Timothy, and he reminds him that remain faithful to what you've learned and believed. Since from infancy you have known the sacred scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. So when we read the Bible, we get wisdom to know what's necessary for salvation. That's why everyone can say this with me. What is my saying? No Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. Huh? That when we go and we immerse ourselves in God's holy word, then we get wisdom for salvation. And that's so important, because people quote scripture and they quote other things, but if they take it out of the context of where it's put in, or if they don't put it in the context of all other scriptures, then of course we can pick and choose. We can sit there and be judgmental and say why we can and find a scripture to support us, or we can find other things. And, you know, again, like someone said to me recently, like yesterday, that, you know, for evil to conquer all his good men is keep their mouth shut. Really? Against wickedness. But what is wickedness is the thing. Wickedness is when we kill people. Wickedness is when we kill children. Wickedness is that. Wickedness is not when you tell someone they have to receive communion in the hand until everything. That is not wickedness. And yet, people make people wicked. Think about that. And say, I must say something. Oh, you must say something. Against persecution, against injustice, against babies being killed. That is wickedness. And we need to come against it. But we can't call other things that might even be wrong wicked. And the only way you will know that is when you immerse yourself in God's holy word. You must read the scriptures, and you must read them in context, because here you will get the wisdom for salvation. So read the Bible every day. Got it? Get it? Gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever.